All right, everyone, we're here. Day two is wrapping up of the Halo World Championship, and I'm sitting down with Straight Rippin. Got everyone here, minus one. APG is missing in action at the moment, but I've got everyone else here. We've got Hines, Ace, Renegade, and Clutch. So thanks, guys, for sitting down with me.
No problem.
So you guys are into the top four, which is a pretty good spot to be. We just saw you play out your last match of the day, and you guys have been doing pretty well so far. So how's it been going through with everyone coming out here and with all the international teams for 2017?
It feels great, especially obviously with John joining the team. It's a huge improvement for us. But from last year, me, APG, and Ace being on the same team at Worlds, having to play against Booba Dooba's team in a single elimination tournament, we went to game seven. We didn't pull it off that time, which is fine because they were a great team. But I do feel like we got a little bit of revenge today.
And I got revenge too.
Yeah. And he actually got dropped from a Splice before the World season started for Shotzi.
Yeah.
Wow.
So a little bit of revenge for all of us. I mean, they're a great team, but it was just nice because double elimination makes stuff like this possible.
Yeah, definitely. Very stressful weekend, I'll tell you. All these game sevens we've been dealing with.
That's the only way we know how to do it.
Yeah. Is that a very intense feeling for you guys, having to do seven games?
Very intense.
Stressful. Like, the whole series, just not being able to close it out, just it not being over. And you still having to get that one more win and play like that.
I guess it's
better.
Entertaining for everybody else besides us. Actually have to play through it.
Yeah, as a human being, it's literally stressful because you can't help those thoughts that go through your mind. Like, if we just win this one game, we're going to win the series. Then next thing you know, it's 3-1 against Crowd Pleasers. Next thing you know, it's 3-2. And it's like, well, if we lose this game, we're about to get reverse swept. But you got to stay composed. And like, we're all veterans and John's mature. So
Sheesh. We
know how to handle it. You're not a veteran.
Dude, I'm a rookie in a bit. I'm joking.
No, you're not. That's not how it works.
You guys can't hear it, but Clutch is laughing over here too. So going into the final four tomorrow, we have you guys, Straight Rippin. We have Optic Gaming, who's the champions from last year. We also have Team Envious and Team Liquid. So what's kind of the strategy that you guys are looking forward to going into tomorrow, knowing that those are the three other teams that you have to go up against, which is the top four currently ranked teams?
Yep.
I'd say coming into this tournament, we're the four seed.
Ladder.
These are three teams that we're going to have to play are the seeds 1, 2, and 3. So coming into this tournament, we knew if we wanted to advance further in the rankings and win this thing that we're going to have to go through these teams. So it's no surprise to us that they're still here on Championship Sunday, and we're excited to play them.
Yeah, shout out to those teams too, though. I mean, this whole season, it's been these are the top four teams. We had a little mishap at Vegas, but we knew if we played Crowd Pleasers again here, we would beat them, and we did. And it's pretty cool that there's an established top four and we're a part of it. Definitely something to be proud of.
That's awesome. So a little bit non-HCS stuff, because everyone does have lives outside of HCS. What do you guys like to do when you're not playing Halo? How do you guys bond as a team?
How do we bond as a team? Usually just joke with each other. I mean, honestly, people keep asking in interviews about life outside of Halo, but for the past 3 months, our life has just been Halo.
Life
that's what it takes. That's what it takes to get to where we are right now. And we still even have some more like stuff to do. So we still need to put more work in, even though we've been dedicating our entire lives to it for the past 3 months.
So how long do you guys see yourself playing in competitive Halo? I know we have the reigning FFA champion over here.
Global champ.
Ace.
Yeah. How long do I see myself playing? Probably until I know that I can't win anymore, because I still feel like, you know, that
you gotta have that belief that you can do it.
Me or, you know, the team also could be the best in the world and is the best in the world at the time. So that's really what keeps us, you know, or me into it, at least personally, is that knowing that, like, you know, you can actually play the best and win matches if you just do what you need to do.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I almost retired before the season, but I felt like I still had too much skill to just hang it up right then and there. I figured I'd give it at least one more shot. And throughout the season, like, just the way my team's been playing, how fun it is to play with these guys and how supportive people have been makes me want to just keep playing for as long as I can. I mean, I never want to, like, leave this Halo community. So I'll definitely play, as like Aaron said, until I feel like I can't really compete anymore.
For me, like, I'm young. I just started playing, but it's for the fun of it. Like, I enjoy playing Halo because it gives me that adrenaline rush that makes me want to like keep playing and keep playing. But until like I just don't find the fun of it anymore, it will probably be when I stop playing. And
that's another thing. Like,
there's an addiction to. Sorry.
No, I need something in my life to compete for. Like I played sports when I was younger. When I realized I was pretty good at Halo, I was like, okay, that's what I'm gonna do now. And I always wonder when I do finally retire, what's gonna be that thing in my life to compete for.
I was going to say that there's definitely, I mean, you get a little bit of taste of it after you win series and stuff, but there's a small span of time that's kind of like a really good feeling after you win, you know, and then especially if you win the tournament, it's
like that tenfold. Feeling we have right now.
It's literally tenfold. So that's what I want this weekend is that feeling of winning the tournament, that addiction. It's almost like an addiction.
That's a great point.
Yeah, it's a great
point. We get little teases of how it feels to win an event after you win a big series, but you know there's more work to be done. That's where we are right now.
Wins are really big. Speaking of it, here comes AVG too. So how do you guys find all the events that we have for HCS? So especially something like this. I mean, I remember coming to ESL for the very first Halo event back in 2014 and it being just a small part of the studio. But as we've seen HCS move on over the years, the venues have been getting better, the production has been getting better. How's that come across from your guys' perspective?
I feel like there are pros and cons to both the ESL events and then the non-ESL events. The ESL events are by far the best run events you'll ever attend. Everything's ahead of schedule. You know when you have to play and it goes really smoothly, but it's at a venue that's not open. And that's where the other side of it comes in with open lands. When you get to experience like the teams that are playing for top 24 and top 64, and just are there to compete. They might not expect to win it all, but they still want to be a part of the community and play. And I love being a part of those events because the crowds are just crazy at those events. Like Vegas and St. Louis are really fun for me this year.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way, and I can't really think of anything to add. It's HS has been growing lately, you know, the last few years, and it feels, you know, I don't think anyone's pleased. There's always, you know, people trying to constructively criticize it so it gets better and bigger. But, you know, it takes time and it takes work from everyone involved. And we just all hope for it to be bigger.
What would you guys like to see in 2017, 2018 circuit? Same stuff? Anything more to improve on?
I'm excited to see what DreamHack has to bring to the table for Halo. That's something Halo's never been a part of. So I think they're going to do great. So I want to see where that goes first. I do always appreciate the people at ESL and HCS and what they do. But there are definitely other options you might want to see in the future, like maybe MLG could throw their hands back in. But honestly, you just got to see how DreamHack does first.
Me personally, I've always been a big fan of live amateur events, giving people a reason to show up and compete, even when they know that it's just for the love of the game. They're not actually, a lot of them aren't there to win. That's something that we've been lacking here in the scene in the past couple of years, is just multiple live, large amateur events, because that makes the live crowd after they get knocked out so much bigger and heavier and more interested in the matches, because a lot of these people that come that play online and compete that don't get to show up to this tournament are the same people that could be in the stands making the environment
exactly
so much better than what it is.
Definitely.
So for a lot of the amateur teams and especially the international teams, we saw all the international teams get knocked out. They were all the first ones out, unfortunately, this year. But what's kind of some of the stuff that you see up and coming from either the international teams or the amateur teams that maybe something new that will kind of help get other teams into the limelight with Halo? Or is there anything that you...
To be quite frank, I feel like the international teams are at a disadvantage because of the way online works. You can't practice against NA teams, so their practice is never going to be top tier, and it kind of shows how their ceiling is a lot lower than NA teams. There are definitely a lot of up-and-coming North American players, though. I mean, even Renegade last season, we had him sub for us a little bit. We realized how good he was, and we picked him up, and you see people like Shotzi and Falke and Denoxide. I mean,
you got to look at it like this. Everyone sitting at this interview was once one of those kids.
Exactly.
That showed up to these tournaments and was an amateur and was there for fun and just trying to place well, like, and just trying to become a semi-pro or a pro. And, I mean, the belief that that was possible is the reason that we showed up to these things.
Exactly.
So who's to say who's the next kid that's going to fill our shoes?
Mm-hmm. Well said.
So I'll leave this to one last question because I know we just passed the 10-minute mark. But if we're going into tomorrow's final day, what's the one thing that you guys are looking forward to coming out and having a present mindset? That W.
Winning.
Man, I just want to win. I've been playing Halo nonstop for the last year, just doing all these online tournaments, all these LAN tournaments, and I've never won. I just want to see how that feels like. And Ace, Hines, and APG, they all have won an event before, so.
I've won events. They have won.
Okay.
Event.
Fair enough. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us on.
Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.